Welcome back to Liquidity and Liquor. It's Scott D. Clary and Joseph Martin. Today we're speaking about SEO tips
for small business, local businesses.
Businesses. Are we talking like what Google, Google My Business?
I'll tell you something. SEO was done back then, and many people.
What's SEO in 2023? So is SEO the same? Good articles on your website, right keywords, helpful articles that will answer questions that people that are searching for your business have. That's basically the basic yes. SEO.
Yeah.
And then that's basic on-page SEO. And then there's like...
Today, the SEO is so different than what it used to be. So I guess understand that Google knows how long people stay on your site, how long they promote your site. So instead of thinking just articles, think of how can I make sure that I have sticky content on my website? Good content. Go down to basic. Don't look at the whole articles right now. Just look at what do I provide for that term compared to my competition. I need to have a much better content. I need to keep them longer and have them search more pages. Now, if we're going to give one tip, let's just say you're a small local business in a particular place.
So you know nothing about SEO.
If you know nothing about SEO.
You don't know what a backlink is. You don't know what DA is. You don't know what any of these things are. You're like, what do I do to get my page?
So ultimately, if you do put content on your site, when you write something and you say, let's just say you have a store in New York and you sell shoes. You want to rank for shoes in New York, right? It's a pretty tough term, I would say. But let's just say you want to go to a specialized part, like a women fashion shoes in New York, right? Something like that. Then what happens is if you write something, you want to make sure that it's going to make sense for the algorithm to know that you're specialized in New York. And this is, by the way, all. Like if you've been doing SEO since 2007 and you didn't know that, then you didn't know SEO. The basic was you need to put geo-targeted terms. So you're going to say, if you ever work in Central Park around blah, 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 corner in Fifth Avenue, we are known to have the best something. You have to write geo-targeted terms. So when the algorithm reads that you sell shoes, it's fashion shoes for women, designer, whatever it is. But then where? Okay, we're going to put all of them. No, you're in New York City. Okay, how do I know? Well, you see all those.
You reference things you that reference somebody things, who isn't right? in New York wouldn't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. So this is, by the way, elementary. But you need to go and remember that because it's still current for today. It's very, but it's current for today. Now, to go back to your questions about articles, I felt like there was garbage articles just for the sake of articles so you can rank because Google would give you that.
But you can't anymore.
You can't. You know, the value of your content, like I said, sticky content. Videos might be much better. Videos where you put description for the video and Google understand. And video can be better done on YouTube, which is a huge search engine owned by Google. You put the content over there, and then you can embed it on your page. No crazy knowledge of coding, just copy-paste a particular. You don't have to have downloads on your site. Everything is going back to your YouTube page for your company, and everything is already there, and it's much more likely to rank with the image of your video on it. So now it's kind of like the unfair advantage. Imagine if you have the organic results display, and you might not even hit the number one, but you're number two with a video that basically captures the attention and you can get it clicked on. So videos really sell. I like that better than just throwing content. The second, and this is not what we wanted to speak about, but I guess today your best SEO is your social media.
It is.
If they read that you have discussion over your company more than your competition, who do you think is going to rank?
So here's a question. So, social media is really good for getting customers and ranking. YouTube, super important for video. Now, if you're thinking about the traditional blog, the traditional FAQ, and then you use some geo-targeted terms to make sure people know that you're in New York. But blogs for the longest time are very cold, and they're just matter of fact. You would look for you Google a question, and this is the exact answer. What if SEO, I have no idea, I'm just thinking of this sort of like as we go. What if SEO in 2023 is no longer like a boring FAQ, but actually like a personal blog from the owner of the company that actually answers the question? So it includes creativity and experience.
It's a different crowd, right? It's definitely there.
Like you have the crowd that reads. You know the points guy? The points guy, the credit card points guy?
No.
He does. Okay, so there's a points guy that just has a big blog. It's turned into a huge blog.
Okay,
that's just speaking about different credit cards and how to use their points and how and different travels you can go on with points and different hotels and perks and stuff. But it's a lot of it's like written like first person experience.
So the
and there's like pictures of him like so for example.
But just like so the, you understand, right?
Yeah.
So blogging is still important because you have the you have people who are looking to read content. Not listen to content.
And but I'm saying SEO article doesn't keep attention on the website. I think blogging as an SEO strategy would make more sense on your website.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you can have that. All I would say, though, and this is my point, you can use that on already existing, I would say, sites that their main thing was articles and make sure you can write on it reference to your website. Because look, by the end of the day, if you're going to a commercial website, why the hell do I want to read an article?
You don't.
You don't. This is not the place. So get it on another site to reference you. So you go to a site that I don't have names on top of my head, but go over there and make sure they write about you. At the time, I was doing SEO by writing as an expert for Expert Matter for The Washington Post, Forbes, all that, right? And you reference back to your website. Or you get other people to reference you. Build relationship with writers and just make sure that they'll want to write about you just like an influencer wants to talk about you.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. And then on your website, just make sure that the content is sticky enough so they don't read the article. They see an article, I don't want to read too much. I want the product. Now you can have a blog section that can be spidered and then send them back to your page. You can do both, right? But ultimately my point is that it needs to be separated if you want to sell something. Writing too much is also not good. And that's where there was a guy named Jeremy Shoemaker. His nickname was Shoemoney, and he back then 2006, 2007, he was really famous because of a couple of things he did. He had a blog, and that blog was a hub. Anyone that was doing internet marketing would read that blog. Lots of SEO people would go and read that blog. Amazing. He writes great. Content was great. And he said SEO suck. And his point behind and he came up to conferences, SEO conferences, saying SEO suck. And he would go with Matt Katz, which was a Google employee that was employee like number 6 in Google. And his main job is to find spammers for SEO. But he would go with them and he would have the short said SEO suck. But his point behind this was, you know, you get your ranking because you had already the content, but the content was focused for SEO and not for conversion.
Yeah.
Now you have all that traffic, but you convert nothing. So no, convert. Build it to convert. Build it to take you all the way to the thank you page, because today Google is sophisticated enough to understand that if you have sold, that is the result of the person wanted to buy shoes. They're not looking to read an article about shoes.
Yeah.
And that's where the separation is.
All right. Okay. That's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.